30 degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21, third Thursday of the month at this time. The Greenwich Real Estate Report, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and GAR 2019 President John McAtee join me. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Tony.
I'm glad you came in this morning. I thought you might not. Things really shaky over the in February. Tell us the numbers there, Stacy.
We had 20 single family closings throughout the town of Greenwich. Definitely a lower number than we've seen historically. This was the number for February 2018 was 36. The median sale price for single family homes also was a decrease over last year just under 1.2 million, down from just over 2 million. I think generally speaking, this is just a slow time in the market. This year in particular, it's a little slower. When we look at days on market, though, those have held steady for the past, 4 months now. And it's actually decreased from this time last year. So things are moving. We also have 103 new single family listings, that's a little bit less new inventory than we've seen. But what that means is that it's definitely going to be a competitive market as we move into the spring market.
Okay. John, want to give us some analysis? Thoughts about this?
Well, there is no disputing that the number of transactions is down. And with 20 for the month of February, if we're looking at 1 month in the beginning of the first quarter, which is typically a slower part of the year, it was actually the weakest absorption of transactions in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a number 20 in a month.
Yeah, and as Stacy said, it was 36 last February, and typically it can be over 30 to 40 this time of year. And if you look at February's numbers as well and add them up for January and February, we were off as well.
Mm-hmm. Any theories? What happened?
Well, I think there's no sense of urgency out in the market. And there had been a lot of inventory, and the market is trying to find itself with some pricing adjustments. And as Stacy said, I think one of the opportunities here is that with new inventory being down significantly, we have an opportunity to have current sellers price accordingly and participate in the market. And typically this time of year, we'll see many more listings in the 130 range for the month of February rather than 100. And with that, I believe that the sellers are recognizing the need to participate. And one of the other statistics that we're looking at is price reductions. And last month, there were 76 properties that reduced their price, on average about 10%. And that's compared with a third of that in 2018. And year to date, there have been 143 properties have reduced the price. So with less inventory and more competitive pricing, I think there's some real opportunities out there for the buyers.
Well, that's what I was just thinking, because with less inventory, we're perhaps sellers thinking there's going to be that competition and try to get a higher price when maybe they overpriced themselves. Now they have to bring it down. You mentioned 76. I don't know. Is that palatable?
Yeah, so it's probably to quote John, bringing the market to equilibrium. It's going to help there, definitely. The other thing that we're seeing are, that all hope is not lost yet. We still have pretty strong pending numbers in line with what we saw around this time last month as well. So 38 single-family pending listings, 19 condos and co-ops pending. The number sold so far this month is indicative of a strong month. We have 17 single-family closings so far. That was as of close of business yesterday. And typically, more closings occur towards the end of the month. So I think we're going to see a much stronger month in March than
But we would anyway, though, right? We're getting into toward the peak, right?
So yes, into the spring market. The March is typically the beginning of the spring market for us, and we see those numbers climb all the way through June and July usually.
Yeah, I mean, as if we typically look at January, February, and March, maybe hovering around 30 transactions a month, we get into May, June, and July, and we're upwards of 60, 70 and more. So that's what we are expecting. And I think, again, opportunity for sellers to heed the call to price accordingly and be best in class. And there's a market out there, but there's some hesitations. And you have to really recognize value in the asking price to participate. And I do think there are some elements with Connecticut and the budget, which is being discussed, and some of the issues there that have some people waiting and seeing how that may play out as well.
Yeah, and I mean, there's talk that the economy may be slowing also. Is that something that plays into this?
Oh, it always does. I mean, the psychology of the broader markets always play into residential housing. And what we see in this type of market is it's really based on necessity rather than just desire. And so people that have housing needs will transact, and people that don't and are looking for something different, if they see relative value. And mm-hmm. That's what we're getting.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. There seemed to be a lot of pendings last month, and maybe they are just getting pushed a little bit. A lot of balloons out there with the open houses and things like that now this time of year.
Yeah, a lot of open houses lately from that we've seen come through, on our realtor open house list. I've heard that a lot of open houses are occurring on the weekends too. Now that the weather's getting nicer, that's usually a good sign for consumers. They'll go out and they'll see the public open houses on the weekend just while they're driving by. So it's, I think we're just moving into it.
But it's a consistent market, and next month we'll be able to analyze first quarter numbers and get a better indication. I mean, 2 months is not a true assessment of the entire market. But dollar volume in Greenwich is overall strong, and it's a desirable market. On a six-year running average, we usually transact for single-family homes about almost $1.5 billion worth of homes. And though the numbers are slightly off for January and February being a little bit more than 100, there is a silver lining, and that was that a very large transaction of nearly $50 million did take place. That's not part of these numbers. And that would certainly bring the market, as far as dollar volume, in line with what we typically see a year to date in the $150 to $170 million worth of transactions.
All right. It's interesting because we do a show with a home inspector, and he's been busy.
Yeah.
And I always tell him he's the canary in the coal mine, and maybe there's a lot of things out there, people getting ready. Yeah. We'll see how that plays into it. Stacy Lowe,
definitely.
John McAtee, thanks very much joining me this morning.
Thank you.
All right, Greenwich Real Estate Report, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, GAR 2019 President John McAtee. Join us the third Thursday of each month. WGCH New Center time is 8:29. Top national, international.